how to develop this sublime body in protected meditation.
Yoga如何修行四梵住与四护卫禅
Today I would like to explain how to develop the four sublime qualities from Avatara and the four protected meditations. Ketivarata Bhavana The four meditative subjects.In the state of loving kindness, compassion, appreciation, charity, equanimity are called the four sublime qualities.
今天禅师要解说如何修行四梵住与四护卫禅，慈悲喜舍这四种修行法门，称为四梵住，或者称为四无量心。
Loving kindness, Vidha, Bhavana. If you wish to develop the sublime abundance of loving kindness, we should first of all be aware that loving kindness should not be developed towards the following types of persons. They are, number one, someone of the opposite sex, Linga, Uchvaga. Number two, someone that you like.
慈心观，如果要修行慈心观，首先必须了解，不应该对下列这两种人修行：一、异性之人；二、已死之人。
In the case of sending loving kindness to a person individually, a person of the opposite sex should not be used as object, because that will arise towards him or her. However, after you have attained jhana, it is possible to develop loving kindness towards him as a group, such as male or woman be happy.
个别地对单独一个人散播慈爱时，不应该选取异性者作为对象，因为可能会对该异性者升起贪欲。然而，在达到禅那之后，则可以对群体的异性者修行慈心观，例如，愿一切女人得到安乐。
Finally, you can never attain loving kindness jhana. You say, as object a person who is not like. So, at no time should loving kindness be developed for a dead person.
如果选取已死之人作为对象，你将无法达到慈心禅。所以，无论何时，皆不应对已死之人修行慈心观。
You should begin to develop loving kindness towards number one, yourself, others. Number two, a person you like and respect, fear. Number three, a neutral person, which others. Number four, an enemy, willing.
应当对四类人修行慈心观，也就是一、你自己；二、喜爱者；三、中立者，也就是你既不喜欢也不讨厌的人；四、怨敌。
In the very beginning, however, you should develop loving kindness.Towards only yourself in a person you like and respect. This means that in the very beginning you should not develop loving kindness towards the following types of people. Number one, independent person, Abhiya Bhogala. Number two, a very dear person, Adhiya Sahayaka. Normally, in neutral, in different contexts, we get that problem. Number four, the enemy will be problem.
然而，最初开始之时，你应当只对你自己以及你所敬爱的人修行慈心观。这意味着，最初的时候还不应对下列几类人修行：一、不喜爱者；二、极亲爱者；三、中立者；四、怨敌。
If anybody in this person is one who does not do what is beneficial to you, or to those for whom you care, the enemy is one who does what is detrimental to you and to those you care for. They are both difficult to develop loving kindness towards in the beginning, as anger may rise towards them.Although it is hard in the beginning to develop loving kindness towards a person to whom you are indifferent. In the case of a person who is very dear to you, you may be too attached to that person and even cry and be weak with concern and grief if you hear that something has happened to them. So those who should not be used as objects.For the development of loving kindness in the initial stages. So later, when you have studied Dana, you can use them and you will find you are able to develop loving kindness towards them.
不喜爱者乃是不做对你有益之事的人，或者是你所介意的人，愿敌乃是做出对你有害之事，而且是你所介意的人。刚开始的时候，很难对这两类人培育慈爱，因为往往会升起对他们的嗔恨。开始的阶段，对你既不喜爱也不讨厌的中立者，培育慈爱也是困难的。至于极亲爱者，一旦你听到他们发生了某些事情，你可能会太执着他们，甚至为他们哭泣，因而内心充满关怀与悲伤。所以在最初的阶段，不应该以这四类人作为修行慈心观的对象。然而，在你达到禅那之后，你也就能够以他们作为修行的对象。而且将发现你能够培育对他们的慈爱。
You cannot attain jhana using yourself as object, even if you were to develop that meditation for 100 years. So why begin by developing loving kindness to yourself? Loving kindness is first developed with yourself as object simply so that.You can use yourself as an example for legal comparison. It is not for the purpose of attaining excess concentration with yourself as object. After you have developed loving kindness towards yourself with the thought, may I be happy, you are able to compare yourself to others and see that just as you want to be happy, it's like suffering.Want to live long and do not want to die, so do all other beings want to be happy. It's like suffering, want to live long and do not want to die.
即使修行了100年，你还是无法以自己为对象而达到禅那。那么，为什么一开始就要对自己修行慈心观呢？一开始就以自己为对象修行慈心观的理由，乃是为了以自己作为后来比较的模范，而不是为了达到进行定。当你内心存着愿我得到安乐的意念，培育对自己的慈爱之后，你就能拿自己来与别人比较， 并且能够设想，正如你想得到安乐，不愿意受苦；想得到长寿，不愿意死亡。其他一切众生也同样想得到安乐，不愿意受苦；想得到长寿，不愿意死亡。
That's why you see yourself as an example for comparison. You are able to develop a mind that wishes and desires the happiness and prosperity of other beings.
如此，以自己作为比较的模范，你就能培育愿一切众生安乐幸福的意愿与希望。
In the words of the Buddha, Sabha Jita Anuprikama Chetata Neo Jaga Piyatara Madana Kwati Eo Miya Buddhu Adha Pra Adha Praisam Tadamana Heise Brahmata Kamo. Having such all crises with the mind, one cannot find anyone anywhere whom one loves more than oneself. In this same way, do all beings in all crises love themselves more than anyone else? Therefore, one who wishes for his own welfare should not harm others.
佛陀曾经说，即使一个人用心找遍十方的任何角落，也找不到一个自己爱他的程度超过爱自己的人。同理，十方所有众生爱他们自己超过爱别人，因此愿自己得到安乐的人不应该伤害别人。
So in order to compare yourself with others and make your mind soft and kind, you should first develop loving kindness towards yourself.
所以，为了拿自己来与别人比较，以及使你的心柔软和善，你必须先对自己培育慈爱。
You can do it by developing the following four thoughts.Number one, may I be free from danger, come aware of me. Number two, may I be free from mental pain, appear before for me. Number three, may I be free from physical pain, anger for me. Number four, may I be well and happy, sukhi atana prikrami.
你可以借着培育下列四种意念来达到这个目的：一、愿我免除危难；二、愿我免除精神的痛苦；三、愿我免除身体的痛苦；四、愿我平安快乐。
If a person's mind is soft, kind, understanding, and has sympathy for others, he should have no difficulty in developing loving kindness towards another person. So it is important that the loving kindness you have developed towards yourself is strong and powerful. When your mind has become soft, kind, and has sympathy and understanding of others,You can begin to develop loving kindness towards other beings.
如果一个人的心柔软、和善、宽容，以及能为别人着想，他将不难培育对别人的慈爱。因此，你所培育出来对自己的慈爱必须强而有力，这是很重要的。当你的心变得柔软、和善，以及具有对别人的同情心、宽容心之后，就可以开始培育对其他众生的慈爱。
Extending loving kindness towards a person you like and respect. If you have attained the post-jhana using mindfulness of breathing or the white katina, You usually develop that concentration and then you are made immense bright and brilliant light. He put that based on the white gas he has is especially good for this purpose. With the assistance and support of the light of the white gas he has concentration, it is really very easy for you to develop loving kindness meditation. Reason is that the concentration of the fourth jhana has purified the mind of greed, anger, delusion, and other defilements. After emerging from the fourth jhana, the mind is bright, agreeable, pure, bright, and radiant. And because of this, you will, in a very short time, with the assistance of this fourth jhana concentration, be able to develop powerful and perfect loving kindness.
对敬爱的人散播慈爱。如果你已经能修行安波念或白片达到第四禅，你应当再度开展该定力，直到你的心放射出明亮耀眼的光芒。依靠白片所达到的第四禅特别适合这项目的，在白片禅定之光的协助与支持下，修行慈心观对你而言是非常容易的。原因在于第四禅的定力已经净除了心中的贪嗔痴与其他烦恼，从第四禅初定之后，心智柔软、堪能、纯净、明亮与发光的。因此，在第四禅禅定力的协助之下，你将能在很短的时间内培育强力及完美的慈爱。
So when that light is strong and bright, you should direct your mind towards the mantra of the senses, whom you like and respect. Maybe you are teacher or a fellow meditator. You will find that the light produced by the concentration of the fourth jhana spreads all around you in all directions, and that whomever you pick as object for the development of loving kindness is visible in that light. You then take the image of that person sitting or standing, which you like the most. Try to select the image you like the most, and that makes you the happiest. Choose an image you remember of the person when he was at his happiest, and make the image appear about 2 yards in front of you. Then when you can clearly see that person in front of you, develop loving kindness towards him with the thought. Number one, may this good person be free from jaya, ayasa, bhumisa, avira, patu. Number two, may this good person be free from vidyapai, ayansa, bhoisa, abhyamaja, hodu. Number three, may this good person be free from vidyapai, ayansa, bhoisa, anima, hodu. Number four, may this good person be well and happy, ayansa, bhoisa, sukhi, ajana, prikharatu. So,
当禅定之光强盛明亮时，你应当将心导向一位与你相同性别，而且是你所敬爱的人，也许是你的师长或一同修行的朋友。你将发现第四禅禅定所产生的光明以你为中心而向四面八方扩展，你可以在光明中看见你选择作为慈心观对象的那个人，于是采取那个人坐姿或立姿的影像，选取你最喜欢的那种姿势，尝试选择你最喜欢而且使你觉得最快乐的影像， 并且使那影像出现在你前方大约两公尺的地方。当你能够清楚地看见面前的那个人时，用下列的意念培育对他的慈爱：一、愿此善人免除危难；二、愿此善人免除精神的痛苦；三、愿此善人免除身体的痛苦；四、愿此善人平安快乐。
Extend loving kindness towards that person in these four ways. Three or four times. Then select any one you like the most. You may, for example, select, may this good person be free from danger. Then take an image of that person free from danger as object. Extend loving kindness to that person with the thought.May this good person be free from danger. May this good person be free from danger. Again and again, many times.